From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration is trying to step up pressure on Ukraine's president to negotiate with the opposition and end a crackdown on protesters in Kiev's main square. Ukraine president announced a truce, and as NPR's Michelle Kelman explains, U.S. officials say they are watching closely to see if it holds.
President Obama has been urging Ukraine's government to show restraint, saying there will be consequences if people step over the line.
And that includes making sure that the Ukrainian military does not step in to what should be a set of issues that can be resolved by civilians.
But U.S. officials have had a tough time reaching senior military and intelligence officials in Ukraine over the past few days. As one U.S. official put it, no one's picking up the phone on the Ukrainian side. Though the U.S. seems to have little leverage, it is considering targeted sanctions. 20 Ukrainians blamed for this week's violence have been put on a visa ban. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Two campuses at the University of Maryland have suffered a major computer breach. Databases containing sensitive information going back to 1998 were tapped into, raising fears of identity theft. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Information technology staff at the school say that more than 300,000 records of the university's community, students, faculty, and staff, were hacked sometime on Tuesday morning. University ID numbers, social security numbers, and birth dates were accessed, but not medical, financial, or academic records. The breach involved the university's College Park and Shady Grove campuses. Anyone who received university IDs as long ago as 1998 from those two campuses may be at risk. The university has announced it will provide credit monitoring for everyone affected. In a letter to the university community, President Wallace Lowe called the attack sophisticated. Officials say they've begun consultations with the FBI and state law enforcement. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
California Governor Jerry Brown and top Democratic lawmakers are announcing a major initiative aimed at dealing with the ongoing drought there. Central part of the $687 million package targeted toward helping drought-stricken communities. At a news conference in Sacramento, Governor Jerry Brown said it's part of an ongoing initiative.
This is a call to action. We're going to take it step by step, and each week we review where we are. But what needs to be done will be done. And is being done.
Proposal, which now heads to the state legislature, does not address long-term improvements to California's water system. Blame it on the cold weather that has held so much of the country in its grip over the past 2 months. The government announcing today U.S. housing starts posted their biggest drop in almost 3 years in January. 16% decline to the lowest level since last September, coming as brutally cold weather led builders to put off construction projects. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 89 points today. The Nasdaq fell 34 points. This is NPR. The Federal Communications Commission says it plans to again look at setting rules that would prohibit companies that provide broadband service to consumers from blocking sites or slowing access. The proposal on what has been dubbed net neutrality is expected to be introduced by FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler. It's aimed at preventing Internet service companies from charging customers for access to a faster Internet express lane. Federal Appeals Court ruled last month the FCC's previous rules illegally treated Internet service providers like regulated utilities, much like phone companies. Simone Diaz won a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. His music was sung by the likes of Plácido Domingo. Diaz was one of Venezuela's most popular singer-songwriters. He died today in his home at the age of 85. NPR's Mandalit Darbarco has more.
Diaz was known to his fans as Tio Simon, or Uncle Simon. His most famous song was Caballo Viejo, Old Horse.
El amor llega así, de esta manera, uno no se da ni cuenta. El cagutal reverdece, el guamachito florece, y las hojas se revienta.
Diaz was often accompanied by the harp and four-string cuatro guitar in the llanero tradition of the plains of Venezuela. But his music reached beyond the country's borders. His songs were embraced by Brazilian Caetano Veloso, Peruvian Susana Baca, and the late Argentinian Mercedes Sosa, among others. Diaz was a comedian in films and for many years had his own TV and radio programs. He stopped performing after he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Prices closed higher, up 88 cents a barrel to end the session at $103.31 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.